NR and 4ZLK. 4HKX and 04. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
4HKX, hey Jane.
Tired?
A little bit.
Working tonight, by the way. Some of them are working, but this is a holiday for us now. They had a few that volunteered to work.
After I said that, I didn't know if you was at work or not with the holiday. I couldn't remember if you said you were or not.
New contract. This is a new holiday, a new day off for us. And I decided I wasn't going to volunteer to work. They didn't ask me, and I think there was enough guys ahead of me that took it anyway. So, but everything else is shut down.
Young people take all that overtime. Us old guys don't put our time in, right?
So the guys that are working are older than me, or been there longer than me anyway. More seniority, because it never got to me. He goes down the list and asks, you know, for volunteers. It never got to me.
That's surprising. Must have been paying double time or triple time.
I think it's time and a half. But it's on top of the day's pay you get for the holiday. No, I appreciate it. And 4ZLK.
J4ROW. I put up with that for 40 years. And for some guys, 12 hours a day is not enough. 14's not enough. 16's not enough. Some guys just can't get enough.
It was the usual suspects that volunteered to work. They seem to, I don't know how they have a life. They're always working.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. K4 all day.
Ripton, you give me a minute to get this coffin fit out.
We're just killing some time. It's not a problem.
Appreciate it. K4ROW 73.
Richard, good to hear you, and thanks for coming by and checking in on the net with me. I do appreciate it.
I appreciate that.
Patrick, did Connor check in tonight?
Not. I was waiting for it.
Gabby's got to go back to the doctor in the morning. Things are starting to flare back up, and she got an appointment. Got seen pretty quickly, so that might be something to do with that.
Well, hopefully it's nothing serious and they get it taken care of quickly. Not unlike last time.
I appreciate that. I think it could get back to that again if it's not taken care of. But we went over there last night. Connor wanted me to come over and help him figure out what he might need to finish out getting his ham station set up, and we worked out some things, worked out some ideas, brainstormed a little bit, and this morning I got a text, and he said, I ordered everything, it should be here in a few days.
Station you wish you had, right?
Help him spend his money.
Help him use that too, right?
He's really excited, and he wants to do it right. He wants to, you know, he doesn't want to just throw something together to get on the air. He wants to make sure everything's connected properly and grounded properly and everything looks neat. I mean, he's kind of that way anyway. When he does something, he'll make a PowerPoint presentation. That's just how he is. Any plans he made, first time he made a big plan, they were wanting to do a cross-country drive with several people, and he wanted our kids to go. And he showed up at the house with a computer and a PowerPoint presentation and had everything worked out, where they'd be staying, where they'd be camping, what hotels they'd be staying in, what campgrounds, how far they'd drive every day, and who was going to be driving, who was going to be, you know, calling the parent. I mean, it was ridiculous how well planned out it was.
I will say that's probably what makes him good at the job he does as a project manager. And I will say, OCD much?
Really OCD. It's just I don't know. He's just very, he's just the most laid back, nicest guy in the world, but he just does stuff right, does it well. I'm happy to know him. I'm happy my daughter's in his life, or he's in my daughter's life.
I can't wait to meet him face to face. The way you talk about him, he's definitely an interesting guy.
Teases me. She says, you come over to see him more than you want to see me. And I said, well, I don't know, maybe.
Tell her that's punishment for all the times she tortured you when she was younger.
And if I said that, she was a really good daughter, is a good daughter. All my kids are very easy. I was very fortunate. Lucky man again, as Richard said.
Well, good deal. That's good to hear. Is the youngest one, she back healthy over a cold or whatever she had there?
She's a lot better. She's still got some congestion. And she's actually the second oldest. She's the oldest girl, second oldest child, but she's the only one single. So I guess maybe that's why you think she's the youngest.
That's why I was. And having never met any of them, it's hard to keep them in order for me anyway. All I know is what you tell me about them, and it's hard for me to keep all the sequences where they need to be.
Completely understand. I don't expect you to. One day you'll get it right. One day you'll meet them, hopefully. Ethan is my oldest, and then Michaela, and she's living on her own, and then there's Gabrielle and Connor, and then Seth and Nadine. He's the youngest, so that's the order. Boy, girl, girl, boy.
Both in the middle, right?
Out that way. Wasn't any of our doing. It just happened.
I will say there's somebody upstairs that knows what they're doing.
By the way, how does this radio sound?
It's got a small hum on it, but it sounds great. It's no white noise or nothing like that. It's just got a small hum with it.
I'm wondering if it's something, these Kenwoods and the power supply. Whenever I put a Kenwood in here, I get a hum on it. But it didn't. I don't think I had it with that Yaesu that was connected in here. This is one of those I picked up from KB2HXS.
I mean, if you hadn't asked, I wouldn't have said anything about it at all. It's not masking any of your transmission at all. You really just got to kind of be listening for it.
The radio. I just ordered a duplexer, and I'm going to have to order a 220 antenna. I've got a dual band 2 meter 440 antenna up right now. This is what the one side's connected to, but it has three different antenna outlets off the back. It's not one for VHF and UHF. There's three different antenna pigtails coming out of the back.
How would that? That way you can get the best resonance on the antenna for each band. So that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I've got to replace the battery in the other one, the internal battery. It won't hold the memories, and I think this one does because I disconnected it and plugged it back in. I don't know how long. I'm probably going to replace both of them. And I got a microphone on order for the other one because it didn't come with one, but it fired up and works great too. So I might put that one in my personal truck.
The Kenwood, what was it? 751s or something like that, or 51s, I can't remember what it was.
42A, 742A.
Dave about them when he first went and got them. They sounded like really nice radios. They sound really good. I have to say, it's got a good sound to it.
My voice, that's what's making it sound so good.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Is that okay? I know better. It's all that tea I drink.
Get it right, all that hot tea you drink.
clarify or put an adjective in front of it. I know what it is.
Down here in the South, be thinking you're talking about sweet tea and eggs.
Well, that is true. But I don't really care.
I just like giving you a hard time about it.
Yeah, I know. So you called the net 2 nights in a row. I missed it last night.
Until we find some more net controllers, I'll call Sunday nights, which is my normal night, and then I'll call the third, and then I'll call on the third Monday night. And then Mr. Gary is going to pick up the fourth Monday night and his normal Wednesday, and then Dave will call on the fifth Mondays if there is one.
Appreciate you guys covering that. I'm not where I can do volunteer for that yet. Maybe one day.
You could, you might be able to fill in some on a Saturday night or something like that. Get your feet wet with that one, where it's in a rotation where there's five or six of them, and, you know, you're only calling every fifth Saturday or something like that.
Commit to anything yet. But I do have an interest in it. Maybe one day I will, or definitely one day I will do it. I just can't commit right now.
And I'm not trying to push you. But it is good to talk about it with somebody, and maybe somebody will overhear and take an interest in it, because we do need some other net controllers. I know they're looking for a Friday night net controller. I think it's every other Friday night, I think is what it is. They announced it on the repeater from time to time, so just listen there if you're interested. And I think you'd do great at it, Shane. I think you would be a really good net control.
Trying to butter me up.
A little.
It's on the radio. You know me, I don't like to talk very much.
Still part of it, I think you'll do just fine at. Keeping track of everybody, because it's like working a pileup on HF. Everybody's throwing their call at you real quick, and you're trying to get it and get it all entered and move it on. Sometimes it's can be interesting.
I think it throws you when I check in on your net, or when you're calling it during the weekday, because you just assumed I was working, even though I said I was at home in Cleveland.
Just instantly thought that you were working since it was Monday night. And I miss Gary, whether he's checking in or not, or whether he's hanging around for a rag chew or not, quite a bit. Because everybody does it just a little bit different. And if you're not, if you're still entering a call sign when somebody's talking, for me anyway, I'm not very good at multitasking.
A lot of the old guys years ago used to just say, like, no traffic, and that was it. And that meant they'd be around for right chew if they did not say anything, you know. I don't remember if Gary does that or not. I can't remember. I'm not calling him old. Just he's one of the guys that's been around for a while.
He does it. He just, no traffic, and then doesn't say anything for comment, and that means he's going to hang around. So you really got to pay attention on that, because you get used to the negative and negative, or no comment, or no traffic, no comment. You get used to those because you hear it. And then, you know, it, when they say no traffic and then don't say anything for the no comment, it doesn't register sometimes.
You do a great job. I always enjoy listening to your net when I can. I caught the tail end of it tonight. So I apologize for that. And again, I totally missed it last night. But I was working on some bunk beds today for Winter and Valley, and I was a little tired. Beth and I were laying in bed. She fell asleep, and I almost fell asleep. And then I woke up and was laying there. I'm kind of sore. I guess I don't do as much as I used to. And anyway, I came back here to check to see if the net was still going.
I'll see who's trying to butter who up. But I just try to bring order to the chaos, I guess.
You can do. I came in when John was talking, but I didn't catch what he said. Did he mention another meteor shower that might be coming up?
Coming up February the 8th, real early in the morning, about 4:20 or 4:30 or somewhere right in there, just as I'm coming out. But you got to be looking at the southern sky, and I really won't have an opportunity to look at the southern sky until at least 5 o'clock when I can get to Hendersonville. So I don't know if I'll be able to see it or not, but I'm going to definitely try to remember to pay attention as I'm going down 25 and you're looking over the Greenville Valley there. When you got a very wide view of the sky.
Good view then. I'll be headed north. If I'm working, I should be working. That's a Thursday. If it's going to be early in the morning like that, unless it goes over, I'll miss it. But I did see several on this last one. Unexpectedly, just catch them out of the corner of my eye, going across the sky or going over, going from behind me and finishing out in front of me. I always like to see them.
He said he's got the links on his QRZ page if you want to go over there and check it out and get the information that he put on the net tonight. So definitely a good way to go look that information up.
That. I know it's RJ, and what's his suffix? Prefix, I'm sorry.
For RJN.
It's KN4. Oh, yeah. I will check that out. I appreciate it.
Come by and was talking about how that's a good time to do meteor scatter, 2-meter, 440 contacts, DX, and he said it's a good time to do it. Said to make contact out about 1,000 miles with 2-meter 440.
Mentioned that. I wonder if he uses a beam antenna for that or a wire if he's doing sideband.
Beam antenna. I've talked to him about his station, and it's. I know he said it was a modest station, but by some standards, it's just not modest. Because he really enjoys VHF, UHF communication. He got the Earth, Moon, Earth communication that he'd been trying for years. Just a little, about a month and a half ago. And he's excited about that. He sent me a text message and that he's got it. So he's pretty impressive what he can do with 2-meter 440.
N4ZLK. I figured he had something like that. Probably wasn't just doing it off of a vertical antenna.
The rotators to do azimuth and all that. He's got a pretty nice setup. I think he's using 9700 is the radio he's using.
What is that? Who makes that one?
ICOM.
Familiar with, I know I've heard the number NICOM and never, I've seen one, touched one, but never operated on one. Yazoo's and Kenwood's is all I know.
I have a couple ICOMs and I like them. They're more menu driven than some, so they're a little funky there, but they seem to the 7100 seems to be the best receiver out of any radio that I have as far as listening to it. So I can't say anything bad about them.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say anything bad about an ICOM radio. That was just a comment. I have no experience with them. Just never had an opportunity. I guess I could look for one to, if I was looking for one to buy, but I just never have.
It's like anything else. You get something to start with, and you think it's what you want, and you kind of get pigeonholed into that. And the only HF radio I don't have is a Kenwood, but I've been around them and used them a little bit. They have buttons on the front of the radios that say to do everything and just don't have all the menus. And some guys really like that. And then some guys like the menus and the touch screens and that kind of thing. So it's just a matter of what you get used to and what you're comfortable with.
Wood hasn't really put out a new HF radio in a while. I don't know what their latest one was, but in fact, I even heard rumors they weren't going to be putting out anymore. And then I hear that that's not true, so I don't really know. But yeah, I have had a chance to look at the 991A, messed around with it a little bit because Connor—that's what Connor bought—and he brought it over here over the holidays. We set it up and played around with it a little bit on my antennas. That's a nice little radio.
I think it's fairly intuitive to use for somebody starting out that doesn't know a whole lot about radio and is learning. I think it's fairly easy to use and gives you a good jumping off spot anyway.
It was fairly intuitive. He was struggling a little bit, I think, just because that's the first radio he's ever had, and he's had his call for couple of years now, but or his license, but that's the first radio he's bought, so he doesn't really have a lot of experience with it yet, but he's figuring it out. And it was funny, we were talking yesterday and going over some of the stuff that I suggested he buy, and just to ground his station and all that, and just different things. And he said, you've been telling me stuff for a while, and it's just neat. Now, he said, I think about it, and I hear you say things, and at one point it was like you were speaking a different language to me, but he said, everything's starting to click now. I'm starting to understand. And I remember when that happened with me. I'd hear people talking, and until you get your hands on it and actually start doing stuff, it doesn't really sink in.
After that, I'm a very hands-on and visual learner. Just sitting and talking about it, I can absorb the information, but I can't do anything with it until I get some practice with my hands and, put some eyeballs on it.
I can hear what you say, and I can even remember a lot of it, but until some of it it may not make sense, or I may sleep on it and all of a sudden it just clicks, or until I, actually mess around with it, put my hands on it, like you said. I know it works because, somebody said it works, but I don't understand it until I do it.
After that, I'm very much that way. Even when I was working on cars, sitting there reading the book and looking at the diagrams and this, that, and the other, and then I got to go to the car and physically look at it and put my hands on it, and then I can start to map it out and understand what's going on with it. So that's just the way I learn, and everybody's different, and if you realize how you learn, it makes it much easier to learn.
Sorry, I was on John's QRZ page, and I looked at the he had a link there that said Stuff in Space. You should go to his page and click on that link if you haven't. It shows all the satellites and Starlink things, and you can spin the globe around, and it shows where everything is. It does look crowded, like he was saying. It's crazy how much stuff is up there.
KO4HKS. He went and added that just after we talked then, because he said he wasn't there. So he went and added that just now.
Website.
Pull it up now.
Pulled up larger than what they are. But It is pretty amazing how much is up there.
I'm kidding. I never realized there was that much. I knew there was a lot up there, but not that much. I mean, holy cow.
Way out, too. Zoom in and out and get different views of it.
It zoomed way out where you see that whole ring that's around there and all the stuff that's inside of that ring. That's crazy, isn't it?
It's a little irresponsible, but like I said, I know the the representation, the scale is not correct, but obviously it wouldn't be, it's not that dense for real. I mean, well, size-wise, they have to, in order to visualize it, it's going to be a little, it's going to show up bigger than what it is.
You can hover over them, and it gives you the their orbit and tells you what it is.
To make one and designate an orbit for it, and then having to check to make sure it's not going to run into anything.
For HKX, that's what I was just looking at. Zoomed all the way out as far as I could zoom out and found one that's on the outer ring there in the orbit it takes. And if you look at it, it's out here, nothing, and all of a sudden it's just in a cluster of a big old mess.
Got why some are red and some are blue and some are green. I wonder what the differences are. I haven't seen a key on that yet.
Me either. I hadn't seen that a key for that yet. I'm sure it's here somewhere. Just got to find it.
A lot of them are the Starlink.
Click on that rogue space system up there in the upper right-hand corner, and it takes you to another website.
Looks like you can get things repaired out in space.
Little dialog box, if you click the hyperlink on top of it, it takes you to another version of what we were just looking at. It's pretty neat, too. I'm getting back there. Where it says Delta 1 Deb, where it's red right underneath there, it says find all objects from this launch. You can click on it, and it takes you to a whole different view of things.
Yeah, I'm still looking.
Right under Rogue Space System Corporation, there's a box. It says Delta 1 Deb, and it's got other type, apogee, inclination, altitude, velocity, and period. Intel Designer, it gives you information about the satellite you're on. Click on the link underneath it.
I clicked on that Rogue Space Systems Corporation and then was on that webpage. I thought that's what you're talking about, but I found it.
Zoomed in and I was looking at it, and some of the yellow ones, or green, whatever they want, color you want to call them, are Starlink also.
This Delta 1 stuff, that's debris, it looks like. Now, I don't know where it came from. Maybe satellites that don't work anymore, or pieces of satellites, but that's what it's listed. Everything shows up as debris.
Just how much debris is out there, not even being used for anything.
All debris from that. It says find all objects from this launch. I'm wondering if it's everything from the Delta 1. And it's got the same date, 1976, over there. I wonder if that's just pieces of that particular one.
We have to try to catch John next time and ask him if he knows.
On every time you click on an object, it shows up over on that box, and if it's a launch, it'll tell you about it.
Go look at everything that's in that launch group, how it's orbiting the Earth. That's pretty cool.
That's a lot of time looking at this.
So I was just thinking too, but Shane, I'm gonna have to clear out of here for tonight. It's getting close to my bedtime, so I still got to take the dog out for her nightly visit. But good to talk to you tonight, and you can get you some rest so you can be ready to go tomorrow night.
Have a good night, and I actually took off tomorrow night so I could have a long weekend. I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Well, you enjoy your time off with Beth and the family, and I know you'll be around the grandkids. You can't pass that opportunity up, and I don't blame you. So good to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
South course I will. And 4ZLK.